Learning is amazing. Adventure-driven self-education. You have to learn a little tiny bit at a time. And sometimes let what you are learning dictate a new path forward, so as long as it is interesting. For example, I've been looking over the LB302 instrument that comes with LMMS. The 302 developer's homepage has plenty of demos if you don't have LMMS handy. The website says that the 302 is inspired by the 1980-era Roland TB-303 baseline synth. A quick look on YouTube reveals a great example of programming in a song. Dr. Mix, no relation, is recreating Donna Summer's masterpiece under the title The Baseline of I Feel Love on a TB-303. Donna Summer is also mentioned in Ableton's learning music tutorial, noting that her masterpiece was an early example of music with almost entirely electronic instrumentation. How fitting. With modern software, the user interface is a lot more consistent. A simple program like LMMS almost does not care what instrument is playing. And the LB302, though very different from the TB303, actually creates an easier on-ramp. It is just 5 buttons and 6 knobs. What a fantastic invitation to play with a fancy instrument. A YouTube user named Michael Gregory has a remake of the song loaded in FL Studio. And you can see what a simple setup it is. It is just about 7 instruments and the vocals. This is a very famous song. That simplicity is yet another invitation to a new tangent that will eventually result in you becoming a world-class musician. My interest in the piano opening of Faded by Alan Walker has not faded at all. The initial melody is so simple, it in itself is a call to create a library of such simple and beautiful melodies. Beneath the melody are chords, and again, very simple and very beautiful. The way notes are arranged in here is just one thing, another thing, and repeat. Walker moves up and down the scale after 16 beats or a full measure to keep things interesting and in harmony with melody. But it is the same pattern, A, B, A, B, A, B, A, B, and so on. You can see that really well in the first 26 seconds of a video entitled Alan Walker, Fade, Piano Tutorial, where the left hand is playing the repeating pattern and the right has the melody. Searching for similar chord progressions in other songs? Yep, it is yet another great adventure. Here, Mad World comes to mind. In a video entitled Mad World, Gary Jules' version, Piano Tutorial, Karaoke, you get a really good example of the difference between the poetic chords and the high-pitched melody. All of this, right at your fingertips. You don't have to practice the piano or anything. You just reproduce the notes in a piano roll. This is such a great way to learn that the idea of taking music class for this makes me sad. So many people are denied music, and by the place that claims to teach it. This is a great tragedy. People are being tricked into thinking they are not musicians. I don't even know what to say to this anymore. Self-education, wow. Once we start making connections, like actually see Roland TB-303 and what it used to be like programming, those darn things. And now how lucky we are to have a piano roll in a free program like LMMS, where we can make music by clicking squares on a grid. You can't help but to learn. And while Donna Summer is like the critical central instrument that makes that song, and Faded does have a singer singing throughout the entire piece, it does not mean that songs require lyrics. Not at all. Not at all. A piano cover of Mad World is still a masterpiece. There truly is something magical about learning on your own, at your own pace, in just the precise sequence of things, especially when curiosities connect. Like how Donna Summer's digital masterpiece connects LB302 and TB303 and the Ableton tutorial, and then sets us off on a new adventure looking at how Daft Punk created their beautiful songs, probably by making good use of the TB303. It is not a passion for music. It is curiosity at an enjoyable pace forward that makes a musician. Self-education has nothing to do with discomfort or stress. It is just not how real education works. This entire text is like a gateway into music. And LMMS is not difficult, especially with a few tutorials. It is of some note that setting up Bandcamp is free. You just need album art and a PayPal account where Bandcamp will deposit money from your song sales. You get to learn music from the greatest artists and hope to sell it at the same time. More importantly, you learn about money making, business, advertising, and get to reason about it and daydream about it and bother your classmates to buy your sick new album, which I can tell already is going to be radical, notorious, and cowabanga. Word.